We, of course, know that every year Easter falls on a different day. This year, with the way Easter falls, that means both these two great solemnities we've had in the last 2 weeks, last week really, last Thursday of Joseph, and now today of the Annunciation, gives a nice little break from Lent. And so I think the church is rejoicing today that we might be getting a little tired as we get to the end of Lent, and we have these beautiful solemnities where we can not wear purple and not have to always hold to our fasting and celebrate these great feast days. So today is a solemnity of Mary, and so that means we really rejoice for the great gift she is to the church. And it also means, of course, we know that with the Annunciation, what happens 9 months later? Well, Christmas, which means 275 shopping days towards Christmas. So if you haven't started your shopping yet, you're running out of time. Nice little reminder that we need to get going on that. One brief thought on today's gospel, on today's feast. Mary, of course, says those most beautiful words, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Mary, of course, says yes and ushers in the greatest moment in human history. Christ becoming flesh. Christ coming to save you and me. And we celebrate that today. We, of course, know that Mary was very troubled by this grace she was given. We know that it was very confusing for her. But through it all, she was able to say yes. On my mind this morning, I was just simply wondering, why? Why was she able to say yes? And I think it's this. The yeses she made throughout her life as a young girl, as a young lady, weren't in vain. What made her able to say yes to this really, really big thing that God was asking her was all the small yeses she said throughout her life. And so frequently we think that when we say yes to the Lord in very small ways, that it doesn't really matter. But when we say yes to the Lord in small ways, it prepares us to be able to say yes to the Lord when He asks really big things of us. That they're not disconnected, but in fact very connected. We, of course, also know that Mary would have been a very, very faithful young Jewish girl, which means she would have known Scripture well, which means she would have known the Psalms well. As I was hearing the Psalm this morning, I was just trying to imagine Mary as a young girl praying this Psalm. "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." That she would have been praying that as a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old. "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." She really had no idea just how true those words would become in her life. Isn't that amazing to think she would have been saying that throughout her whole life? "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." And what she said in today's gospel? Essentially, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." May our small yeses we say every single day bear the fruit of one day being able to say yes to the most important thing. "Yes, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." That this small yes is not in vain, but this small yes bears tremendous fruit.